to Thriving with a Chronic Illness. I am your host, Smiling Sonia, and I share ideas, tools, and strategies I've learned living with and recovering from recurrent viral meningitis. I've undergone mindset shifts that have helped me move from just living to striving with a chronic illness. I know what it's like to worry about taking extended sick leave or losing a job through chronic illness. I share how you can become financially stable with the peace of mind that you have enough money saved to prepare for those emergencies and cover future financial goals.
Good morning, Smiling Sonia here. It is Thursday the 11th of March 2021. Today I want to bring you day two of my treasure chest challenge, which is all about I've got to remind myself why getting paid for your loyalty. So I'll explain that later. I'm out walking. Don't be surprised if you start hearing very loud noises. It's very windy. It kind of comes in waves. We seem to have a quietish spot at the moment, but then it kind of whips up. I'm on the top of a hill, one of the highest points in London. Not the highest, but one of. So it can get very windy up here. I wouldn't be surprised if I see some wayward branches because the poor trees have been battered. My first time out walking this week, so for some reason, the wind is coming. Lost a bit of momentum. Part of that is to do with equipment, which is my thing, like, and I realised that doing the workout and coming for a walk was a little bit too much. It seemed to affect me later on in terms of, I'm not sure whether it's physical, yeah, so physically tired during the day, so, and in the evenings just really not wanting to move. Yes, I've missed it. I've not done a workout this morning. I've not gone over to the woods. I've stayed in the local park that's by me, and it got me thinking. I thought, well, I used to come out walking a few years ago when I got this habit going. It was to this little park, this little street. I wasn't going over to the woods, and I could get focused. I could get really focused on something. I can come over here and just do a short 10-minute walk. So that's my plan. That's my plan. To be a little bit more flexible than I have been. I want to give you a quick update. And because I focus on these sort of three areas, my three pillars, my three legs to my stool, I thought I'd give you an update in each of those areas. So, health, wealth, and my physical environment. No rhyming there. So, health-wise, I'm feeling okay. It's not that I've been deliberating. Coronavirus, COVID, vaccine, that's the thing at the moment. And lots of people are getting vaccinations. I have been invited by my surgery. And I have made the appointment. It is my intention to. I haven't done it yet. We'll see, the wind is building up. I think part of it is, yes, I'm fearful. My illness, will it trigger? People have been talking about side effects, etc. So I will do it, but I think also there's lots of other stuff that's been going on in my head, in my life, and it's very difficult to just focus on one thing and sort of get that sorted, because it requires a telephone call and making an appointment and then creating the time in my diary to go and get it done. And I'm thinking I may need to make sure I take a couple of days off in case I do get a bad reaction. So it's not that straightforward, is it? So, and in terms of eating, my weight is still kind of hovering around a particular weight at the moment, and I do want to lose some pounds, because it's feeling uncomfortable, and I know the weight that I feel most comfortable at. And so, but I'm doing it very slowly, so I'm making some changes, but I'm making it very slowly. And some habits that I've got into I've come out of. So I've got into the habit of having ice cream every day. Weighed it initially and then stopped weighing it. So I just decided not to buy any ice cream, using natural yogurt instead. I've got into the habit, and I think this is the one, this is the key one. Love peanut butter powder. And I just mix up some peanut butter powder and I'll just. Now, you know, in terms of Slimming World points, I know the points, etc. Rounded spoons rather than flat, etc. So I'm on my last tub, and I'm not going to replenish. I'm happy with. So, and also I need to take into consideration to do is, because I'm saying I don't have the time, maybe come out for 5 minutes and start recording, and that will get me back into some kind of momentum. It's funny, isn't it, how we're funny creatures, aren't we? We sort of set things and kind of get stuck, but we can sort of change that. Anyway, I think it's easily easily sorted. And I say everything's an experiment. Everything's an experiment. It's not bad anyway. So, you hear the keys rattling. Right. In terms of finances, I think, I have to be honest here, I have got a, gosh, this is another habit I've got out of. So I need to get myself, sorted. So another habit that I've fallen out of is using my budget program, which is every dollar, to record, you know, the budget for the coming month, and then to monitor it. Now I have, I think what's happened is I've got an app called Emma, and that app is linked to my bank account, and so is monitoring my spending. So I'm not having to do that manually, but there's something about doing something manually and seeing your spending as you go along, especially if you do it on a day-to-day basis, that makes a difference. And I think that's what I'm missing. So it's not that I'm just spending willy-nilly. I'm not, but I have had to spend money on things recently just because it's actually stuff that I need. You know, for example, I have curtains up my windows, and the white curtains I bought from IKEA. But one of the things that I know is that they're actually quite thin curtains, and from the outside you can see in. And I've always been a bit, they can see, people can see in. And then I thought, well, actually maybe what I need to do is see if I can buy something that stops people from lining. That's it, the word lining. And so I bought two sets of kind of lining curtains that I could just actually sit in front of. So from outside, you can't see into the rooms. So for me, that was a need because it was about privacy. This last week, I bought something that boosts the internet because so many meetings these days, virtual, constantly being kicked off because the internet's not strong enough. And got the idea from someone to buy a booster, so I bought a booster and definitely noticed a difference in the internet speed. So I have been spending a bit more money in that respect. Obviously spent... I'm going to talk about spending in a moment with the next section. So in terms of wealth side of things, still saving money, not just spending on wants, but I have been spending a bit more on some needs, when before maybe I would have kind of held off. But sometimes it's about being comfortable, and it's okay to want some comfortability and ease, and that's what I'm doing. I'm also mindful that the house is going through the process of selling, being sold, and then there's going to be the next stage for me. So that's what I'll move on to that next stage now. So my physical environment and what I'm focusing on at the moment is my home. So I've got a buyer. Today I'm a little bit, I've been quite anxious. So I've been quite anxious about just some bits of the process. So the buyer's surveyors are coming over today to do that structural surveying thing. So I'm anxious about what might be found and what they're going to come back with, etc. Over the last week or so, finding solicitors and the estate agents were calling me up every day, saying, you know, the buyers are anxious because we should have done this by now. We need your solicitor's details. I have not been in this situation before of selling a house. And especially there's slight complexities because it's shared ownership. And it's been very difficult. The difficulty is that you don't know what you don't know. And I did quite a lot of preparation months ago, and I went through the Housing Association sort of guidance stuff, and I looked at what went, you know, the steps, each step. And then, of course, they didn't give me information that I needed, which kind of just blew things out. And had they given me this information, I could have, the situation that I'm in now, I could have been in a year ago. Okay. It means that everything that I did last year and paid for, it's got delayed. I've had to pay another £150 to get a survey done, an independent survey done. I've just paid out £255, having instructed solicitors, and I got given the solicitors' details from the estate agents. There was a list that the Housing Association had of people who specialise in this kind of shared ownership selling, contacting them, getting quotes, trying to look at like for like, looking at are there any hidden costs. Very complex. And when you're doing it on your own, I think it can feel quite overwhelming at times. So that's where I'm at in terms of health, wealth and my physical environment. And of course, if the house is being sold, I need to be looking at where I'm going to live. So I guess I have reduced some complexity there because I'm looking at renting. But still niggling in the side of my head is, should I be looking at buying? But I don't want it to be too complicated, too stressful. Yeah. The other physical environment for me, of course, is my job. And my work, and although I may not be in the office physically, working from home, that is still a work environment when I, you know, once 9 o'clock hits and I'm doing whatever. So I'm actually now looking, I'm standing in the kitchen and there's a few bits that I want to do before I start work. And yeah, so I'm going to get my breakfast done now, going to make sure the sides are clear because obviously people are coming, and yes, so this bit is short because the next bit is going to be day two of my treasure chest challenge, which is all about loyalty, getting paid for your loyalty. What's that all about, I wonder? Anyway, I'm going to say bye for this segment, but there'll be another segment coming up. Okay.
Welcome to day two of the Treasure Chest Challenge. How are you doing today? So a reminder that this challenge is to help you to build a 1 month emergency fund fast to support you through your next medical emergency or any kind of financial emergency, really. It's my hope that once you complete this challenge, you will continue and build on your emergency fund. So day two of the challenge is all about you getting paid for your loyalty. But before we crack on with day two, a reminder of what we did on day one of the challenge. You discovered hidden treasure in your home. How did you do, by the way? And if you did find some loose change, I hope you've posted your wins in the Facebook group. So a quick reminder of your commitment. You're going to watch all the videos. And so this is video two. You're going to share your wins in the Facebook group. And you know, that's really, really important, because it inspires others as well. And it's, you know, validation for you, you know, that you're taking some action. Do ask questions. You know, that group is there and I'm there to answer your questions. Doesn't matter how small, okay? And have fun doing this.
Now, let's get on to step two. And as I said, this is all about getting paid for your loyalty. In fact, it's about claiming loyalty or reward points. So have you ever been standing behind someone in the queue who's searching through a purse or wallet or bag, looking for their loyalty card? Actually, I've been one of those people. And I had so many cards that I had to buy myself a special wallet with lots of compartments. Not quite as big as this wallet, but probably took as many cards. And yes, I was that person searching through my wallet because I didn't want to lose out on collecting my points. And I could never find my card either. Well, unfortunately, during a shopping trip, I accidentally left my bag of plastic bags. You know, these days you've got to take your own plastic bags. And I had my plastic bags on my trolley. And it wasn't until that I arrived home that I realized that I'd left this bag on the trolley at the supermarket. And that whilst I was going around the store, I dropped my little wallet in that plastic bag. I don't usually do that, but I did on this occasion. I got back in my car, drove to the shop and to where the trolleys, you know, are stacked. I saw a few random plastic bags, but not my bag of plastic bags. And so I lost my wallet with all those cards. Luckily, I didn't have any debit or credit cards in that wallet. So, did you by any chance come across any loyalty cards whilst you were searching through the house for hidden treasure? And if you did, I wonder, have you claimed any of the reward points you've been collecting? Stores use loyalty cards as an incentive to encourage customers to be loyal to them. I've got cards on there. So these are cards that I have. I have many more, but these are just a sample. And customers are offered discounts in the form of coupons and or points towards future purchases. And you know, of course, that stores are also collecting information on your shopping habits as well. Right now, you could be sitting on a gold mine of unclaimed loyalty card points. And it's either that you're forgetting to collect the points when you shop, or you're just forgetting to redeem them as they build up. Now, in day one of the challenge, I shared that when I participated in a treasure hunt for hidden cash in my home, I had over £50 on my Sainsbury's Nectar card. I had never ever redeemed the cash, and this had been building up over years. I had some pennies on my Co-op card and my Boots Advantage cards. I do now use my points, and one of the reasons I use them is because, of course, I want to take advantage of them at the time. So one of the things I hope you learned from day one's exercise is that money, no matter how small, is money. And those few pence are better in an emergency fund than sitting under your sofa or on a card doing nothing. So your task today is to find all your loyalty cards. Okay, it's probably not going to be as arduous as going through every room in your house. You're likely to have your cards in your wallet, your purse, or drawer somewhere. But do take the time to look for them. And what you'll probably need to do is to go online, or the store may have an app, and log on to find out how many points you have and what it's worth in money. Okay, and so what I'd like you to do is redeem that. So, you know, if it's like a supermarket, redeem that against your next grocery bill. And then no matter how few the pennies, transfer that to your emergency fund. Okay. Continue using the cards. You know, if you're using that store anyway, take advantage of their incentive scheme and collect the points and use them. Okay. And do not assume, okay, do not assume that the points on your card are going to be safe forever. Unfortunately, stores close down and you'll lose any points you've accumulated. Okay, so just a real quick recap. Nice short session today as compared to day one. Want you to start getting paid for your loyalty. And so, you know, search the house and your car for loyalty cards you've forgotten about. Redeem the points, okay? No matter how small, and add that money to your emergency fund. Great. Pretty simple, eh? So I'll look out for tomorrow's video and speak to you then. Hey, Smiling Sonia here, your host at Thriving with a Chronic Illness. Now be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the next episode. Now if you liked what you heard today, be sure to visit my website, smilingsonia.com, to learn more about how I can help you build an emergency fund.